Blog Talk Radio.
You let it play a little longer because I was jamming.
Yeah. We'll get back into this Say Good Morning by Neo later. Yeah, I need some more stuff to get me all disappears, whatever.
So, right before we start the show, we are going to promote my good girlfriend, Allison Grace, because we are talking about some good smelling folk. And a little bit of romance and a little bit of what's breaking some of the things that we don't like during this time period. But we're going to promote her smell good. So you can check out Allison Grace at www.thatwelove.com. She is actually running a special until the end of June with a coupon code BDAY16. So hit our girl up, get you some smell good, and yeah,
all right,
always feel good for the ladies and the fellas. So on to the code. Let me put the disclaimer on out there.
We like to laugh, joke, cuss a little bit, drink a little bit, all while getting to this whole dating and relationship and sometimes a little sexual content. So just sit back, relax, enjoy yourself, grab you a drink, you know, whatever you like, fix you a cocktail, get you a shot, drink you some wine, whatever your love potion number 9 may be. So, yeah, let's get to the code. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Dre? Dre, you all right?
Oh, throw me in the hole, yeah.
No whole bag activities while we're on the show.
Shit.
Okay, so the first question out. We're going to talk about the whole, we're going to transition into the romance and everything in a second. We're going to talk about the deal breakers first because, you know, we got to get through some things before we can get to some things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when it comes to this whole dating situation, what are some of the absolute deal breakers that you all may encounter?
Absolute deal breakers.
Absolute deal breakers. You ain't getting another date ever. Not even if your mama called me and begged me to take you out on another date. What will absolute deal breakers?
Bad hygiene. Like, if your nails is dirty, if your hair looks dirty, if your skin looks dirty, if you look dirty, if you smell, I mean, and you just like, if, like, okay, if I meet you and you be at the gym, then I expect for you to be a little funky or whatever. But if you just a everyday person and I'm running into you at the grocery store and you looking tripe, I'm going to be like, no thanks. Hi, I'm not even going to entertain you because in my mind, you're dirty. You know what I mean? And even if you work on cars and stuff like that, I get it that men work on cars and they work with their hands, you know, but I know men that do that, but they keep their nails clean. They clean their nails out. They, you know what I mean? Like, that's a deal breaker for me. And then out the gate, if you don't take care of your kids, you a deadbeat. That's a deal breaker because as a single parent, it's rough out here. And so I don't need nobody that can't take care of their kids or don't even attempt to take care of their kids. And then this, another thing for me, and I hope I don't sound shallow when I say this, but a person that, it's a deal breaker if you cannot, if you come at me sideways with that hood, like come to me as a lady, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to entertain you if you come at me, hey, what's your name is Shawty. No, my name is not Shawty. My name is Medisa. And if you want to ask me my name, there's a way that you need to ask me my name. I just won't entertain it because you're coming at me sideways, and I feel some kind of way about that. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's about respect. So those are just a few of mine. There are more, but, you know, I'm not going to dig into that because then I'll really seem shallow, but I don't want to seem shallow. So those are just mine right out the gate.
Trey, what's some deal breakers for you? As we're waiting for Taylor to come in, I think she's coming.
I know who that ass is going. She always late. She ain't even placed.
Oh,
get a dude on you. Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Deal breakers. Well, nowadays, you know, a lot of chicks, they don't approach to do or whatever. But if we talking and we decide to go out or whatever, meet up, and you telling me that you don't do this and you don't do that, and then we go out and you wind up doing this and that, that's a big deal breaker with me. And because I got a lot of women be hitting me up or whatever, and they'll say, because my first question I ask, do you smoke? And they be like, no, I don't smoke. Then no sooner we get up and go out or whatever, they put a damn cigarette to their mouth. And then the dirty nail thing, they get me. I don't like chipped nails. A woman's nail should not be chipped and should not have paint hanging off. That is, like, the worst.
My nails are chipped right now, so it's time to get my nails done in the morning.
And
I just chipped mine on accident, and I will fix it myself. So sometimes it just happens. So that's
yes, and then the back of your feet if the back of your feet look like you've been kicking down concrete all day, and you're wearing flip flops, that's not. That's a children.
That don't matter.
Yes, because you know a lot of females wear sandals, and they be wearing the cheap sandals to turn your feet black. And that's a no go.
Well, you would hate to come out here, and these chicks out here with dirty feet and crusty feet, I'd be like, oh, my God, how do they, their feet look like, it just look like they got, like, 12 layers of skin that's just willing to peel off. Like, if they hit, they foot too hard, it's just going to slough off and just flake everywhere. You
and
it,
that
man.
Is really, really, really disgusting. And I don't like females to wear, I don't mind you wearing fake hair or whatever, that's you. But if you're going to wear fake hair, make sure it's together. Don't have it, like, where I can see your braids
ratchet.
Up under, and then you have split ends. How you have split ends in weave? Like, really? How you have split ends in weave? How your wig got split ends?
Right.
You got a wig. Wigs should not have split ends. Then be all I don't like a lot of makeup. I think that is, like, really the worst. Like, you wear, like, a ton of eyeshadow and your cheeks is real, real red, all that crap. I can't deal.
But you know, you said cheeks real red.
Huh?
You said cheeks real red.
A lot of women wear like something like that, that blush and all that mess, and they want rosy red cheeks and all this other thing. Crap, I can't do it. Because, like, I got a couple of females who hit me up, but they wear a lot of makeup. And I'm like, I don't want to go nowhere. And we, like, it's summertime, and then your makeup starts sweating and running off your face and all that stuff. But then we booed up, you know what I'm saying? You all, you know how some chicks, they like to lay on your shoulder or whatever. And then I got you lift up, and I got makeup all on. Watch your face on my shirt. And you and your face is right there leaning up. But I got your face print on my shirt. Oh, no. Nah.
Right. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And the number one, if you will go out with me anywhere and you got on heels and you cannot walk with them bitches and you got to take them off and you ain't took them like 6 or 7 steps, you're fired.
That's so petty. She can have a bad ankle.
No.
She might just be getting back in heels.
Why you got on heels? A lot of females wear heels, man, and them joints, that damn, they can't walk. They got to take, do a little 2 steps, a little cha-cha-cha. No, walk like you're damn fast, Mark. You want to wear them, you stretch. You stretch. Don't be half-stepping.
I understand.
Oh, God.
All right, now. You see.
You got a lot to do with person. Okay, for me, deal breakers come in different forms. I get what y'all are saying, you know, dirty nails and all that stuff. Yeah, I get all of that, and I agree. But for me, it's like if we've got... For me, if I get to that date part, it's like we're going out to eat type part. Because first for me, our first date is going to be out to eat. Here's the reason why. Okay? I need to see how you treat the wait staff. That's one. And two, I need to see how you eat your food. Because I have issues. So I can't stand to see someone talk with a mouthful of food. Or chew like a child. I can't take that. So I have to see how you eat. And I need to know if you're going to be respectful of the people who are waiting on us.
Mm-hmm.
So
I understand that.
That's me, you know, and stuff like that because... I don't like it when people mess with my food because I like to eat. So, I don't want you being rude to the waitstaff because they got to bring my food out.
Yeah. True that.
So, and I will. And on the first date, I always drive myself. Always.
do not allow you to pick me up because there could be a portion of that meal that made so deep into my soul that I have to leave. I will pay for my food and I will leave. No, I won't do that. And let's see, what else? Deal breaker.
I would say smokers, but a lot of people that, you know, a person that I kind of, you know, like and whatnot, they smoke, but you would never know they smoke. They don't ever smell like smoke. They don't taste like smoke. And, yeah. So that's, like, I remember they held it away from me for so long that I was like, oh, you smoke? I didn't even know. Because I just didn't smell it. They made sure I didn't smell because I was like, I don't smoke. So I try not to be around people who smoke. And so, but, you know, what else? I can't talk to no dummies. I just can't do it. My life just don't allow me to talk to this. Dumb people. I treat them bad.
No cute dummies.
It's not even that. It's like sometimes it can be me talking to a client sometimes and they say something dumb and I'm like, I just can't take this dumb shit that you just said to me. Like, I just can't take it. So I try not to engage in dumb stuff. Also, if you try to talk to me through Facebook, like people watch. People watch a lot. People don't understand this, but I do it. But I people watch to the point of I want to see what other stuff are you entertaining because I don't need to be mixed up in no mess. So, if you out here entertaining Sally, Lucy, Becky, Julie, all of them, you don't need to come over here and try to entertain me. I'm not here for that. Don't try to entertain me. So that kind of rubs me off with people. So they're like, and don't ask me for my phone number. And then when I call you or text you, your ass act like you can't return my motherfucking phone call. Let me tell you something.
Come back down to earth.
She's going into the deep.
She done launched off. Bring her back down.
Yeah, because you about to blast. Yeah.
I'm just saying that what's the point of you asking someone for their phone number and we exchanging phone numbers and you don't return the phone call? What's the point?
That burns me up too. I see.
So that's definitely a reason, like, I'm not going to text you or anything. Don't ask me to do nothing. Don't ask me to call you again. Don't ask me, well, when me and you going to hang out? Never wear it, because obviously you didn't have time enough to return my text. That's the only thing she probably said. Hey, how are you doing? You can't even sit there and say, I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for asking and checking on me. Like, are you serious right now? But
yeah,
you want to see me saying that, I've been thinking about you and I've been wanting you for so long. Well, probably you didn't want me enough because you didn't return me phone call. Like, I understand. Me and Blake, I'll have
they do play games. They so busy. Okay, so busy.
Yeah. My thing is, I get a lot of people in my inbox, and then they give me the number, and then I text them, and then they won't text back. I hate that. And then that's when I go in my inbox and blast their heads. And then that's when I tag so many people in a post for doing that shit. It's pathetic. Like, what's the point? Why are you giving me your phone number to be nice, but then every time I call, you ain't gonna answer. You keep it
right,
you
know? Like, keep it real. Yeah, keep it real.
Just,
like,
just,
you ain't got
a lot
of kickers.
Get a buzz phone up. Probably got your buzz.
Right.
Still flip phone. You got
flip phone. My thing is too. you don't have to do all that extra stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it real. I mean, I may not be your cup of tea, and that's okay, because you best believe I'm somebody shot of 1800, and that's how I look at it. Just keep it real.
Yeah, and then I'm going to tell you something else that trips me out, too. Do not inbox me or text me if you're looking at my post on Facebook and you see somebody flirting with me or I'm talking back to them. Don't text me or they ain't going to call me and talk about you got one more time to write that person post. You got one more time for her to say something on you. I'll keep going back and forth. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Bitch, you ain't going to call me.
Okay, and why are you stalking? And why are you stalking my Facebook?
Thank
like,
you.
Really?
I get a lot of that, man. I get a lot of them in my inbox. I'm like, well, you do this and you do that. I've been paying attention to you, but okay, you paying attention to me. But when I say, well, what's up, then? What you want to go out or whatever, whatever, and we can talk. You know what I'm saying? And see what's up. No, I'm just gonna let you do you right now. Bitch, you're nosy, and you sitting there with the what ifs. Don't do that. Do not sit there with the what is. If you sit there with the what is, get your ass to the bathroom and shit that shit the fuck out.
God, how about you, really, back here?
You really,
I know,
you
like, come back.
Me.
Come back to space. Come back to Earth. Like,
you
went there.
Me.
You went.
So, we're going to actually.
Yeah, you went.
We might have to get away from this deal breaker situation because
I'm
deal breaker then because they get up a nice king.
It's been hot.
This is a good conversation, though.
But you know what?
It really happens, and people need to know if you, especially if they're the ones that's doing it. If you're the one that's doing this stupid shit, stop. If you in 30, act like a fucking adult, man. Don't be doing this kitty shit. And nobody got time for it. I ain't chasing no fucking female. My knees is bad. I got swole up feet. I'm not running out your ass. It's not fucking high school no more.
But you know what? You're keeping it real. Like, you are keeping it all the way real because at the end of the day, it's about being an adult. It's about being honest. You know what I mean? Just like, I mean, yeah, everybody's not for everybody, but don't play games with people. First of all, people got too much other shit going on in their life. You know what I'm saying? To be worrying about whether or not somebody is playing games. You know what I'm saying? Means what you say and say what you mean, period, point blank. If you want to holler, let's holler. Don't pretend. Don't play. You know, because nobody got time for that, just like you said. So, yeah, I guess you can add that to my list, too, people that's just bullshitters. Nobody got time for that. Mm-mm. No.
We ain't got time for that. Don't
have
to be like, anybody got time to play games with grown pair of people, like, just don't do it.
And that's the thing.
Don't.
So many people walking around that's chronologically grown, but emotionally and mentally, they are children. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because
yes.
At the end of the day, I think grown people, and I know for me, you know, and I for me as a grown ass woman, I respect honesty. You know what I mean? I would much rather somebody be completely honest with me. Like, dude, if you and I is kicking it and you know that you're not ready for a relationship, but you just want to hit it, well, maybe I just want to hit you too. So why don't you just be an adult and say, this is how I'm feeling. Don't lead me on and make me feel like I'm somebody special and I'm really not. Like, that's juvenile.
Everybody is somebody special.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know that. That extra shit. Like, I got other things. You know how many hours? Okay, let's just break this down. 24 hours a day. Let's just break it down. You got 24 hours in a day. So you're going to spend at least 8 to 10 hours at work, right? Let's not forget about the fact that you have to commute to work. So depending on if, unless you like your mom, you get to stay at home. But that's a whole other thing. We ain't going to talk about that. But if you got a commute, and you listen.
I'm just saying, it's all love.
I commute from your bedroom to your office in your house,
but I commute. It may only be a 2 or 3 minute commute, but I commute. So go. I guess I do see.
But I'm saying, so just think, okay, so depending on where you live, you know what I'm saying, you might, let's say you have a 30-minute, maybe a 40-minute, depending on where you are. So let's take 2 hours, let's add 2 hours to that 10 that you're going to probably work, right? So that's 12 hours, right? And if you have children and they're not of age, you have to get home, you have to cook for them, you got to, you know, help them with their homework, do whatever you got to do. So that's gonna, we're going to take, like, maybe another 3 hours off of that because you got to do all that stuff. And then, so that's 15 hours, right? So then you want to have your little adult time, whatever that may be. And so, like, when you actually, if you're in school or if you're doing something else, you have a hobby, you know, that's more time. But you may have a five-hour window in a 24-hour period that you can devote to giving somebody attention and time. Why the fuck would anybody want to waste that precious time? Because you can't get that shit back. You know what I mean? That is, I absolutely positively cannot stand people that are like that. So, you know, that's all I'm saying about it.
I don't wanna waste my unlimited data.
I know that's right.
Just don't do it. And I, like I said before, I do commute. I commute from my bedroom to my office, but I make pit stops along the way.
Right. And this, oh my God, Dre just—I'm just thinking about what Dre said, and it just hit a nerve like that. When I really thought about it, like that is the most annoying shit ever. If I take time out of my day to text you or message you or call you, have enough respect for my time. Cause you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, you just made me. I just thought about something. I got one better,
but then
check this out.
What's up?
This helper gave me her number, right? Mm-hmm. She gave me her number, whatever. So I waited, you know what I'm saying, a day or two before I damn text. Okay, so I texted her, you know what I'm saying? I was like, good morning. How are you? Hope you're having a blessed day. You're not working hard, yada, yada, yada. Okay, she didn't respond back. So I'm sitting here, I'm waiting. Okay, the next day, she made a post talking about my phone dry, ain't nobody good to talk to. I commented right up on it. I said, what the fuck are you trying to say? And I screenshot the damn picture. I was like, what the fuck are you trying to say? I text you and you didn't text me back. And then on top of that, I called one time and you didn't call me back. So don't sit there and say that your phone is dry and I'm sitting there trying to have a conversation with your ass. And then I hit her with the boom meme that I be posting. And then she didn't say nothing. And then she didn't say nothing.
No, you did not.
She deleted it. She deleted it off her page and she came back in the inbox. I'm like, I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know why I didn't respond, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you know what? Don't even apologize. It's all good. And I have not spoken to her since. And she thought, I guess she thought I was going to delete her. I kept her on the page. I ain't talked to her in almost 2 years. And then she be trying to, I guess she be trying to get my attention by liking, you know, saying a lot of my posts, but it don't work. It don't work.
Ain't nobody thinking about your ass now.
Yep, you got the
You had the chance to make your interest known, and you just decided you want to do something different. So here you are, sitting around with some stupid.
Mm-hmm. And then I told her to shut up on her page. Damn you and your dry ass phone.
You know what?
This is why we're getting ready to transition into something else. Because
this could get real wild real quick.
So we're gonna transition into this old sweet smelling conversation. I like me old smelling good man. I do.
Oh my goodness.
Oh
my goodness. Oh, girl,
but
warm and moist.
So I made two separate polls for the ladies and the fellas, and they gave you some good list of things that they like to smell on a man. But I'm going to tell you about our field test first. So today, first of all, I didn't really think it was going to be a field test until we actually got somewhere and we sat down. One,
Party A is me. Party B is your dream best friend. Party A looked a hot mess today. Complete nutter. Okay, I had on like a, you know, had my little football t-shirt on and some leggings and my little kick around Puma. I was just going, you know, and my hair was braided back. Okay, I don't know. Let me stay back on today.
Yeah, she was with some real projects today.
Oh, okay.
She was looking like she was looking like Shakira, somebody named Shakira, or Dashiki, or Dashawn, or Misha, or she's straight ghetto today.
But when I get the best food, he got on his fancy pants. He got on his whole, looking like he's about to go boating and on the yacht or whatever. He got his whole yacht.
Hey, don't knock my good vibe.
Oh, you was all right today. You was all right. Okay. So, exhibit from Party A and Party B. Well, Party A did not put on not a marriage to smell good today. I mean, I washed my ass and whatnot, but it was just open water. I ain't put on no perfume. I ain't even put no earrings in today. Like, that's all good, like, for shit, like, for real. So, so we go out to eat, you know, because we normally take, we go to lunch just about every day, you know, maybe 2-3 times out the week. So we went to lunch today.
Yeah.
And now, mind you, there was a group of guys that were looking at me. They were looking at me. They was like, oh, man, you got a fat ass. Okay, look, listen. Stay over there. Okay. I'm not feeling it today. I'm not even that cute. But when
you
we
say
get to
mister,
the eatery.
Did you say, look, mister, get over that?
Not just like, you know, just, yeah, like, just get over all that. I'm not that cute today. Okay. So we get to the restaurant. And from what I, because best friend had on his smell good today. And he smelled real nice. Like, I always tell him when he smell real nice. And I'm like, hey, that smells good. Like, I like that on you. Like, you know, usually when I say that, a lot of other chicks, they're like, ooh, he smells good. I got a good nose. But anyway, so one girl, girl A, was like, oh, you smell good. What's that you got on? And Party B was like, well, I see you with your man, so I'm really not going to tell you what I have on. But she said, well, girl A was like, well, you smell good. Okay. Girl B,
right.
separate party, sitting down with her group of friends. Ooh, he walked by. Ooh, he sure do smell good.
They was on it.
So,
hey,
a good smelling man
much as I
will.
They better smell it.
Right.
And so, best friend has now decided that he is out here smelling. He just letting all the world smell up on him. All the world. While I'm sitting here look like, what's wrong with you? Why? And they was probably looking like, why he with her? Because really, I look like shit today. But I'm still cute, bitch. But anyway, so as we see, like two girls and a group of girls have already said that he smells good. So, Medisa, what is a scent that you really like on men? That drives you nuts.
Oh, my God. Oh, Gucci, Guilty, baby. Woo! Honey.
Who?
Gucci, Guilty.
I heard
about
that, but I thought
made
it
me
like
want to drop
Gucci,
my pants.
Because that regular Gucci.
No, that shit smells
good.
And then there is, oh, my God, what is it?
Shonda, I got to go back. The one, is it, who's it by? The one, you know, have, well, who's it by? There's another one that I like. Oh, my God, I can't think straight. My mind is, oh, my God, what the hell? I don't know. Forgive me. I'm in a state right now, a little, you know, state of something else. But, yeah, let me think. Give me a second. No, it's another one. Wait. Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue. Oh, my God. That one is another one. You're so stupid. What's another one? There's one more in my little, oh, my God. What is it? It's by Versace, I believe. Yeah, I think it's, is it Versace Mix? Is it Versace Man? And then the one is actually by Dolce & Gabbana, too. It's Light Blue and then the one by Dolce & Gabbana. And then I want to say it's either Eros, which is the dark one. I'm trying to think from my days when I worked at
It comes in the gray can, right?
The box is like blue. It's like a darker blue color.
Oh yeah.
And then
that's
the gold on the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just the blue one, yeah.
Oh my good Lord. Arrow,
I can't find that shit nowhere. I mean, that's like the main one the dudes around here go for, cause it it's cheap. Cause it's like, I think they sell it for like $15.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Well, that
used to be my fire until I got turned on.
And then I also like I like Polo Blue too. It's pretty. I like that smell.
Man,
it's okay.
I'm gonna
not one of my
Polo
top.
Blue smell good. Polo Blue smells good when you mix it with the body wash.
Well, I don't know what the hell they be doing, but it smells. You know, it's like not on the top of my smell good list, but like I said, that's one of those too, but yeah, there's nothing better than a man that like smells really, really good. Like, I mean, so good that you just want to gobble them up. Like where you say that. That
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, for me, and this we're gonna do with the ladies first, and then we're gonna go over to the fan to the Facebook page, and I'm gonna tell you what the ladies say on there as well. So for me, it's this one. And my ex used to wear it all the time, and I didn't mind buying it for him. I ain't mind going to get it on Christmas, his birthday, just because it's Wednesday.
Black Friday.
Jean Paul Gaultier, like the original one.
Makes
my insides warm. I can smell it from a mile away.
Oh, I just remember real quick. I just remember. It was the Sean John one I was telling you. Unforgivable. That's the Sean John one I was talking about. Oh,
Sean John.
Okay. Unforgivable.
Yeah, that one right, too.
Yeah.
I really. And then, even though my best friend wears it, I mean, he wears it, but why can't nobody else wear it? And what was that stuff I bought you for Christmas one year? What was that?
That go getter right there. And if that Dolce & Gabbana and that damn Versace drives you crazy, that $75 bottle of black, whoo, you probably just take your drawers off and just sling them at somebody. Yes, sir.
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
When I tell you them chicks love it, they fall all over you.
And they be, I'm talking about,
Yes, and they be like, what you got? What is that? What is that? And the thing is, it's supposed to be mixed with some kind of herbs that's supposed to drive the women crazy. Yep, that's what the dude said. When I smelled it, I was like, damn. And then, cause like he was giving me a sample. This was like before best friend bought it from me. I was in the mall shopping for her. And so when he sprayed it, and I was just sitting there waving it, you know what I'm saying, and it was like a flock of women in there. And all of them.
Who was it by? Who was it by? Is it Gucci?
It's what's his name? Mark? What's it? No, it's Ron. Yep.
Mark Jacobs?
No. It's Ron. It's Ron. What's the dude's name? Ron Morose or something like that?
I don't know. But.
But it's the truth.
But mine
though.
Is definitely that
yeah.
Jean Paul Gaultier.
And
that right there made my spirit happen.
You said make my spirit happen.
Okay, so I'm about to tell y'all what the other lady said on the post or whatever. So Shauna said Creed, and she still loves Prada, and then of course on top of soap and water. We understand that. Yes, dipping some good old soap and water.
Right.
Latoya said Burberry Touch. Jimmy Choo Man. And that Prada
yeah,
in the
I
red.
I heard
bottle.
That one was nice.
Oh.
No, fancy.
Huh? Mm.
Fancy that old what? Fancy what? Pan. What?
She picking on me because mine costs like a lot. But the thing
okay,
is, like, say for instance, that black, that
I wasn't finished.
Oh.
Okay.
I wasn't finished.
Go ahead.
Jesus Christ.
That's on you.
What you going to do? Okay.
Shamor says, me.
Hey, boo.
Herself. She says herself. she named.
Well, okay. Hey, that's my girl.
She, and I just told her you nasty. And Danielle says. Danielle says Jupe or Nautica Blue. Now Jupe is an old.
Oh, she went
school.
Old. Yeah, ooh, that's old. School. That's them old. I know that old school player stuff. Like,
yes,
yeah, honey, you was. But that smell, that smell still smells good though. It still smells good, and it smells very, very good still. Like that, yeah. That's she went back. Okay.
And to follow up on what else she said my husband is a cologne fanatic, but these two are guaranteed of. Some bun. So she gonna put her ass on him if we got on either one of them.
Okay.
We all right.
All right now. Go girl.
That's all right.
She better have a mad spot.
Hey, well, so what
her,
was you about to say, Drury?
When you was talking about me and Mr. Fancy Pants, I was gonna say you picking on me because mine cost a lot. I don't know how much Medici was seeing on a man, but the one I had on today is called White Diamond. And in the store, it's $220 a bottle. And I got to twiddling around on the Google, and I found it for $75.
Oh, yeah, you can find it on it's a site. That you can find that stuff for pretty cheap.
Well, the cologne site they sent me to, it was $150 up to $200. One of them, like the biggest, like they had a real big one, and it was $350. And then I got to Googling, and then I went to Amazon, and they had it on there, but it was only one bottle, and it was $70 something. All the rest of them,
It went from 70, it jumped up to 150 to 200, $300. And then,
you know what, but a good, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That, the black that she got me, that came with it was like a bundle. And mm-hmm. he was trying to sell it for 100, but I think we talked him down like 80 or something like that, or 70 or something like that. And then that Very Sexy for Me in Victoria's Secret, that was $65.
Oh my God, I love the women's. Oh my goodness, that right there, whew, I like how that smells on me. So I know the mankind must be real.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say about the prices though. Like, I used to work at Macy's, and so when I worked at Macy's, they would have all those good deals on that stuff. You know, like around the holidays, especially like Father's Day and Christmas, and you know all that stuff. And there was a lady who worked in the fragrance department, you know, I was cool. So I used to talk to her. I'd be like, this stuff is expensive, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'd be trying to smell good myself, so I'd be a little stingy. And she's like, the best time to buy that stuff is during the holiday time. You know what I'm saying? You can get those gift sets, or when they be having those one-day sales, she's like, buy that stuff then, you know, and you can buy it, you know, for little or nothing. And then a lot of those places sometimes, depending on, she said another thing too. She was like, "If the you know how the drug stores like Walgreens and CVS and stuff, they be selling those around the holiday time. They sell those gift sets also." She was like, "A lot of times that stuff goes on clearance because it's a holiday item." So she was saying that's how she got her husband. She's like, she would spend what she, you know, she would buy what she could from Macy's on selling stuff, you know, plus our discount. But she's like, she would get him a lot of different stuff, you know, she would see stuff out and about, and she would just grab it up and get it for little or nothing. And then, you know, because that good, this is the thing I have realized about good scents. If they're good scents, if they're quality, then you don't have to use a whole lot. You don't have to spray your whole wardrobe now. You know what I'm saying? You just a little bit here, a little bit there. You know what I'm saying? For us ladies, on our wrists and behind our little ears, and we good to go. Like, it's going to last. Like, my Chanel, yeah, it lasts all the time. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, for me, the smell I love on a female, man, like, that makes me just want
to. Female. Like, what? Like, what?
Because, man, cause, you know, some women, they don't really care about it. They just put that body spray shit on and go on about the business. But that damn Chanel number 5, oh, buddy. And then that, what is it, Chanel number 5, Pink Sugar. I don't know what the fuck that is, but it is like,
It's like time cleaning. That's one of my go-tos.
Man, that joint, yes. Ain't that the one that did the same dude that made the black, right?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Dre, have you ever smelled Chance by Chanel?
Yes.
That's my go-to.
My ex, one of my exes used to wear that, man, and that joint right there, good Lord. Give me cold chills just thinking about it. And what's the other stuff? It's some kind of cucumber melon.
It's probably
fruity smells on
a lot of stuff. I'll tell you something else that smells good, and a lot of women don't wear it because they think she don't know what she's talking about because she old as hell. That Patti LaBelle, I smelled the oil, but I never smelled the cologne. But the perfume, but the oil, oh my God, that is the truth.
I didn't even know she had one, but I'm special.
Yeah,
so, okay.
And they said the little Muslim dudes to come in the barbershop, and he used to sell the oil. Them women used to tear that up. And I seen it when we was in Savannah, when me and my girlfriend went to Savannah. I seen it down there, and it was like $70 a bottle. But she didn't want to get it because she thought that it was going to make it smell like, you know what I'm saying, make it smell like old lady. But that shit smells good. And then,
you know
what's
what?
The, what about that pure blend for women?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't never smelled that?
I'm old. Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that.
Listen, once I get something that I like, I don't really buy that now.
Well, I guess I'm a cologne hoe then.
You was an all around hoe. But we don't talk about
it
like
no.
That.
Not an all around hoe. Well, it's,
right.
I'd rather be, if
well,
I had to choose between some kind of hoe, I'd rather be around a well-rounded hoe than just a, you know, a simple hoe.
I know, right?
Right?
You didn't see the shade.
If you had to choose.
I'm just saying.
What? You didn't see the shade, so she was calling me all around her. Jesus.
Yeah.
All around.
I'm gonna look y'all ladies up. I'm gonna post some pictures of mine so y'all might can,
you know.
Get it for you or whatever.
No.
I'm gonna be nice to share. But when y'all
okay,
see
so I'm moving along to what the other guys said about what they like the smell on a woman. Okay. All right. Thanks. Appreciate you. Ivan says he thinks that Chanel number 5 will always be his favorite, so he agrees with you. AJ says soap and water.
Well, they
deserve all of my.
I would hope that they would put on soap and have soap and water before they put on fragrances.
But like,
yeah,
but okay.
You.
He also says can. I've never heard of that. Alien.
I heard of that before.
Anything vanilla, pink sugar, cucumber melon, most of the ethnic stuff, and Marc Jacobs. Jason Whiteside says anything that smells like juices and berries. Thomas said what AJ said. White, pink. Oh, never mind. That's what the fellas have said. They said they liked it. I'm definitely a pink sugar girl.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing is, I like oils, okay? I love oils. I have a homegirl who sells oils because, you know, I have real sensitive skin, so I can't just be putting on anything. Yes, it may be expensive, but it's expensive to go to the dermatologist, too. So I like to try to put my skin together. But I can use oils. So I do have an oil lady. She hooks me up with so much stuff. Like, she even made this one scent just for me. And it smells so good. Like, oh, my God. But also, with that, the thing about it is that we have women have pheromones. Not everything that smells good on another woman is going to smell good on another woman as well. So, you know, it's whatever our body mixes with. And so, yeah. You know, and all of us actually have a sweet smell. It's this stuff that I get from my, how can I say, my Pure Romance hustler friend.
Mm-hmm.
Pure Romance. And she got this one oil that I really, really like. And it just makes me smell real sweet, like candy.
She smells like candy.
Mhm.
It makes us like candy.
But anyway, so it's very, very, very good. It's like it's sweet smelling, and you know that might be why they like touching on me and whatnot. So, yeah. Yeah. That might be why you like to rub on my butt often. I don't know. But also, that kind of transitions to I don't know, would you say sexy clothing? Would you say that? Is that what you wanted to talk about, like sexy clothing and dressing up for your mate? Dre?
You know, like when I said the romance?
Yeah, it's just a little, just a sexy romance.
I mean, she ain't just like dressing up and nothing like that.
The
like,
mood.
Like the mood. What, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude. I don't know if any one of y'all has anybody ever done this with y'all before, but, like, I listen to the radio. You know what I'm saying? I like listen to the Quiet Storm.
Okay. But
the Quiet Storm, man, it ain't like it used to be. But, like, so I got to, you know what I'm saying, I got a mix I play on my phone or I got a CD. And, like, you know, sometimes you just want to listen to the music, you know what I'm saying, just sit there and just talk. You know what I'm saying, talk about, you know what I'm saying, the day and everything. And then, you know, even make it even better. Like, sometimes you put the CD on, you just want to slow dance with your woman in your living room. In the comfort of your own home.
So it's like pretty much, it's like setting that. It's not only what you wear, it's just setting the mood and, you know, making that moment what that moment is. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I think with that's extremely romantic and just so sexy to me when with a man is. When he just kind of keeps it simple, like go to the park and put a blanket down, you know what I'm saying, and have a little picnic lunch, you know what I'm saying, and just little things like that, you know, or little simple stuff like running me some bath water, you know what I mean, or doing, you know what I mean, that kind of little stuff. It's just like that. It's that romance / I appreciate, you know, who you are in my life, you know what I mean, and I think. We don't have enough of that nowadays, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Like, does it still exist? Do people still do it? Because, you know, some people nowadays
do.
They just get too old.
Well, I think people do to some degree, but it's kind of one of those things where I think because everything. People want instant gratification nowadays, and we live in a microwave society where everything is. Rush, grind, hustle, do what you got to do, that sometimes people get caught up in life and they just forget about the romance piece and they overthink it. So they think, oh, I'm going to go, okay, we're going to go out on a date. We're going to go on a date night and I'm going to take to this fancy restaurant and spend all this money on you, you know what I mean? And because they're thinking in their mind, they're looking at like, okay, this is a quick, convenient way to be romantic when it really doesn't. Take all that, you know what I mean? It just takes a little bit of thoughtfulness and a little bit of time, and you have to be willing to sacrifice that time. And I think that that's just the problem in our society is that we've lost touch with what really keeps relationships afloat, romance, the stuff that makes you want to come home to that person, or if y'all not married yet, you know, makes you want to can't wait to get off work because you know you're going to see them, you know, that he still gives me butterflies after, you know, we've been together for all this time. You know what I'm saying? He still makes my heart race just by seeing him. That kind of stuff people have forgotten, you know, and you can't get so caught up in life that you forget to romance and cater to and spoil your mate because that's part of keeping that relationship strong. That's part of keeping it solid and, you know what I'm saying, more sex, less stress.
True.
I mean, because think about it. The right mood and the right romance, you getting it in. Like, there's no, you can't, I don't care, you can't stop it if you want to. If you set the mood and it is what it is and things go a certain way, you're going to get you some. So, why not be romantic as much as you possibly can? Go out of your way.
Nope. Ain't gonna get none. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Huh?
It's just laugh. I said, I'll see you. But I was joking. I really was. I was real laughing.
Yeah, I
get it. And I think that's one of those things that I miss in relationships. That's one of those things that I was like, oh, God, I just missed that portion of it, that romance, that butterfly feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, it's okay.
You buy yourself a romance, yourself.
It will come. Yeah. Trust and believe.
I will romance myself into my own happiness and with dreams.
What?
Romance myself twice a day.
Romance yourself right into the net.
Right. You know, I like, you know, and I like romance to me. It just, you know, it, that's the thought of it. Like, I like doing different things. So if he wants to go to a museum and hold my hand while we look at art, and I'm all right. I'll do those things, you know, because I like art like that. You know, that's something that I like, and the fact that he would be willing to do those things for me is like, oh my gosh, you know, that's really good.
Right.
Right.
That's
awesome. I'm an old cuddle mom, so I like to cuddle. You know, I like to pull up my little blanket, get real close, lay my head on your chest because he has a nice one, and I'll probably fall asleep. It may not be what he wants to do, but I will probably fall asleep. That's because I am comfortable. Now, the whole dressing up thing, I've done that. Yes, I will do that sometimes. Yeah, I would.
Mhm. Nothing wrong with that, honey.
Sure.
Nothing at all.
You know,
nothing at all.
But also that, you know, you can be. And another thing that I was thinking about with this, like, you don't necessarily have to be unclothed to be sexy for him. Like,
you don't have to be nude
to be sexy. You don't have to be showing every piece of your goods. He can find you sexy in anything if he really wants to. It's just how he feels about you, and it's been a long time, so I'm a boyfriend one day. What? Why are you laughing at me?
Because, girl, you a mess. You threw it in there. He threw that. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time, and I mean, like, I'm here for a long haul. I'm not even gonna begin to tell you how long it's been since I've been.
You ain't even gotta tell me. We'll text about this later.
Oh my god, honey, I feel like, dear God. But anyway, but you know. Just trying to be patient. The patience is running low. So stupid. But, you know, it'd be nice to roll over and put my butt on somebody every now and again.
That is a good feeling.
You know, and, you know, I miss those sweet good nights. And now I, you know what? I miss, you know, I can't say that there's people who do that. You know, maybe they'll tell me good night, or, you know, you're so beautiful. But you say that to say what?
But it means something. Like, people can say it all day long. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might be a guy that's, you know, he's cool and everything, and, you know what I mean, y'all maybe flirt here and there, and it's, you know, it is what it is, and he's saying stuff, and he's always being polite, but it means so much better. I mean, it feels so much better. It means so much more when it comes from that person that you, that's got your heart, that you feeling, you know what I'm saying? Like, for them to tell you that you're beautiful or you're sexy, it's like, oh, my goodness, my, you know, that just makes my heart race because you said it. You know what I mean? And even on what we consider as women, our bad days, you know, where we don't think we look in the part or whatever the case may be, it's like.
Oh, that was me today.
That one, girl, don't even get me started. When that one says it, it's just like, oh, my goodness, like. Okay, he said it. He's paying attention. I'm glad, you know. So, yeah, I feel where you're coming from. That's a very valid place to be in.
That's all right. I'll be okay. One day. Why y'all, first of all, why y'all laughing at me?
Because you crazy as hell.
I just laughed at how Dre laughed. Because he laughed like he fell out, like he fell back and laughed. You know that throw your head back kind of laugh? That's what it sounded
that's
like.
That's because he always laughs at me He always laughs at me.
Late as usual.
Just wait a minute. First of all, we're going to bring her on in on the line. We're going to see.
Uh-oh.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás, señorita?
Right on cue.
Hi, people.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey. How are you?
You all right? You drunk?
It's you, Dre. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. Yeah.
you're a real life party.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Why? Okay, so I'm not even going to try to gloss over it.
Why do you sound really relaxed?
Because you sound like you just think.
Why you sound like you floating on cloud nine?
I'm really not. And we just gonna skip over that.
Honey, you should have shown up on time to be able to skip over that.
We only got
you do
20 minutes left in this room.
You sound
okay,
like
Well, the good news is I'd rather be late than not show up at all.
Taylor, wait. Mm-hmm. Taylor, you on cloud 9,099. Like, what? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
What do you call it? Because you sound like you just like, hey, like, I ain't got no worries. I'm on the beach with my feet.
I'm not that at all. That's not the case.
Okay.
Well, since we've already talked about all the topics.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, you wanna have some couch time?
I figured I got everything straightened out.
Sound like you did.
Well, welcome.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm so sorry. I was tardy to the party. It will not happen again. It won't happen again.
She didn't.
She didn't come on the line cussing Dre out. Yeah, something's up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, because we got a message a few weeks ago about our behavior and how we deal with each other. So I've been trying to be the bigger person, which usually I am because he's a little person, and I've been working on being a bigger person. So that's just why I ignore him.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anything you want to talk about, Taylor?
Because we've done what we're supposed to do today.
Anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to say?
No. Just, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the party. It will not happen again.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Do you have any input for at least the topic that we discussed? I mean, good God Almighty.
Okay. You don't have to jump down my throat. I feel bad enough. My goodness. Okay. Well, what was the last topic you guys discussed?
Oh, geez. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Okay, we just were talking about romance, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about romance and what is romance and, like, basically if it still exists in the society that we live in today.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Well, I think that romance still exists. I think that is something that you have to work at. It can't be just a, I'm just going to do it on this day or just do it on that day. I think you have to constantly do it. You have to constantly work at it. To me, what it is just creating an atmosphere where whoever you're with, like you're with them. You
right.
make them feel like they are the only person.
In
but
the world.
It's something
yep.
that you need to do constantly. It's not just a,
right.
oh, because I'm in the mood for it or I want it
mm-hmm.
back. It's something that you constantly have to work at.
Right. That makes sense.
But Lisa, why are you laughing so much? I can't with you laughing.
Well, because you're so, like, you honestly sound like you've been spending time. You sound like you've been spending time in Jamaica with Bob Marley's people. Like, you've been just ganjaing it up. Like, seriously, girl, you are in a mood. It's cool. I like the chill. You know what I mean? Not knocking it, but it's funny because I don't think I've ever experienced you being this chill.
Okay. No, I haven't at all. I haven't had any of the weed all week.
This is not all week. No.
All week.
Okay.
I promise you I haven't. I have partaken in the bottle service all week, except for last week, though. Well, no, except for yesterday. Excuse me.
So you
yesterday.
Mean every day? So what you been drinking? That's all I need to know. Just inbox it to me.
We'll talk.
Yeah, tell me about that later. Mm-hmm.
So the other topic that we discussed was discussing fragrance. What is your go-to fragrance as a female, and what is something that you like that is on a man?
Oh, yay. Okay, on a guy, I absolutely love Curve Crush on a guy. I love Curve Crush. I don't know why. I just smelled it one day, and I was like, oh, my goodness, there go my pants. Like, they just flew off. Like, I just like that scent. For me, I have a couple. My go-to scent is Victoria's Secret Sexy Little Things Noir. And DKNY Be Delicious.
Oh, that's another good one, too.
Yeah, those two are, like, my go-to. Yeah, those two are my, yeah. Let's see, what else? Another one. I actually like, for myself, I actually like Curve for women. I like that one, too. So those are my three that I always go to.
Okay. All right. Then what do you like to smell on men?
Oh, the curve crush.
Okay. All right. And we even dive into one of your topics for you, deal breakers.
Okay.
What are your deal breakers?
Okay. So listen. Oh, goodness. All right. Number one. I'm sorry. This is going to sound really superficial. It's going to sound bad. And y'all going to be like, oh, she ain't shit. But bad feet. Like, bad feet are a deal breaker for me. Like, if you're one of those guys that, like, you just have to constantly wear socks, like, you don't, like, I can't.
Well, you mean
like
bunions and corns, or do you mean that he just don't take care of his feet? Like, he don't cut his nails, he don't get pedicures, that kind of stuff.
Both.
Oh, okay.
Both. Like, it's the whole thing. Like, you just be like, oh, like, you just, like, I got to get, like, a new mattress every 3 to 6 weeks fucking with you because your toenails are slicing through my mattress type of business. I can't deal with that.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that's a little
much. Also, hygiene.
Oh, I said that one too. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're a guy and you do manly shit, you know, like you move shit, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, you know, sometimes you get a little funky, you hop in the shower, you cool. But if it's like my man, like you didn't, like, you didn't do shit all day. You didn't run across a sprinkler. You didn't take a water bottle or nothing. Like, you didn't, like, not at all. Not even a little bit. Like, you didn't just.
He didn't take a whole bath. You didn't wash his
hands. No, not even a whole bath. Like, you just.
Not even a whole bath, yeah.
No, you just out here and you're sent out here. Like, I can't deal with that. And there are certain type of men that find that, you know, feel like showering and deodorant is beneath them. I'm not sure why, but they seem to think that I am attracted to them. The answer is no. I'm sorry. Like, I just will not. Like, It's getting to be spring, it's summer, it's hot. I need for you to understand that degree is everybody's best friend. And if you don't know what degree is, you're the problem.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's see. Another deal breaker of mine is lifestyle decisions. Like, okay, clearly I am a part of the I Eat Everything committee, and you're a vegan. Okay, that's fine. But don't try to impose your shit on my shit. Like, no.
Right.
Like, when we go out, like, if we go out, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be trying to order me a tofu something or another. No. What you're going to do is go get me that chicken that I ordered. Don't try to give me, you know, the kale smoothie in the morning. No. I'll just take a glass of orange juice.
But just
like, don't try to
kale smoothie. That kale smoothie is a bomb. It gives you so much energy, though. Just FYI. I was just saying.
And that's wonderful. But the kale smoothie I had was not a friend to me. It was not delicious.
Okay.
It wasn't delicious. So I don't know. Maybe this person made the recipe wrong. Maybe they should have sprinkled something instead of just adding the. I don't know. But it wasn't.
And I didn't put no yogurt in it. And
no, I don't know what happened, but it didn't taste right. So I was like,
right.
Okay. But yeah, don't impose your lifestyle situations upon me as if though, you know, I'm just gonna change because you're trying to give me some penis. Like, no, that's not gonna work. No.
Well.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Yeah. Another deal breaker. Sad puppies. I don't tolerate sad puppies. I don't tolerate little puppies. I just don't. I don't know. I don't have.
What you mean, dudes with low self esteem?
No,
little peepees.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I just. I'm only being honest. You know, I'm at an age now where I like what I like. I know what I like. Mm-hmm. And if you're not this tall to ride the ride, I can't help you. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I could possibly find somebody that could be your size to ride the ride, but I'm just not going to do it. Not. It's not going to do it. Not about that.
I understand that. But I think that's, because there has to, because, you don't want to be unsatisfied.
No.
Sometimes,
now I gotta go through too much. Like, now I'm unsatisfied. Now, not only do I have to put you out, like, I have to, like, now I have to completely just, you know, like, ignore you now. That's a lot of work in itself. Because, you know, you got all the apps now, so you could just call me from some other number. Now I got to block you on social media. Like, it's too much. Like, it's too much.
Yeah.
I've gotten to the point where I'm very simple. I'm very precise. I like what I like, and I don't like that, and I don't want it. Like, it's no trying to convince me. You're not going to talk me into some shit. No, pineapples, no, I just don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking like one of my babies around the area, I can't help you. Like, I'm sorry. No, it's
Jesus
not going to work for me.
Oh, no, yeah. I understand that one.
I'm sorry.
I think that's, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Another one of my deal breakers, which was partly what I was confused about, but we had a chat and we're okay now, is being honest and saying what you want and that being it. Like, if you want to be with me, just say you want to be with me. Don't do the whole, oh, well, why are you doing this? And where are you going this? And why are you going out there? Like, no, just say, hey, Tay, I want to be your man. And I don't want you going out with nobody else but me.
Right. Don't play the part when it's convenient for you to play the part. If you're gonna play the part,
exactly.
Play the part all the time.
Exactly.
Know,
like just
know your role.
Just be like, hey, I want to be your man, and I'm in my feelings because this one's trying to be your man, but I don't want him to be your man. I want to be your man. Just be honest.
Right.
Once you define the relationship, let it be that.
Right.
Don't worry about
we
nothing
about
else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, don't worry about nothing else. Don't worry about who calling me, who texting me. Bring, why are your phone going off 3 a.m? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Doesn't
what is
matter.
Your role?
Yeah.
Tell me your
That's
role.
That's it.
Okay, then. Help me stay in your role.
Yes. Stay all the way in your lane. Don't swerve. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. I don't need you to bear right or bear left. I just need for you to go straight and stay in your lane.
Mhm. Mhm.
Let's see. Another deal breaker is attire. This is a big deal breaker for me. Like, I don't know what's happening with these men up north. I don't know who said this was okay. But we can't wear the same size pants. And when we go out, I can't be confused. I can't be confused about whether or not you got on my shirt or my pants. Like, I can't. Like, if I think that you looking at one of my little shirts too hard, like, no, it's over. No. If I catch you in the closet and you touching one of my shirts, just, like, looking at it, like, No. This is over. I can't. I saw this dude today, and I was taking my daughter to school. We literally had the same pants on this morning. And I was really in my feelings about that because I had, like, I've lost a lot of weight, so I was feeling myself because I had on these little itty-bitty jeans. Now, if we have on the same, you're a guy, so you have, like, nuts and berries and things, so you have a lot more in the front than I do. So I'm really confused as to why we have on the same pants. Like, the stitching is the same. Like, the little cuff at the bottom is the same. Like, wow. That's the issue for me. Because I don't want to borrow your clothes. I might borrow your T-shirt late at night if we just finished doing some things and I got to run to the bathroom. That's different. As opposed to me getting up and showering and just being like, oh, I'm going outside. And you're like, oh, let me borrow your jeans. Pause. This whole shit is over. You're not about to borrow my jeans? No. You're not about to borrow my jeans. You're not about to borrow a shirt. You're not about to borrow a blouse. None of that. No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you definitely had a good list of deal breakers over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have reached our time for midnight. We do appreciate everyone who participated in the conversation via Facebook, yes, everything, and through text message. We do appreciate you this evening. So we will be back here next week, same time, same place, different shenanigans and different topics to discuss. So, yeah, everybody have a wonderful evening and enjoy your weekend.
Me too. Bye, y'all.
All right. Good night.
Good night.